Thank you.
Y'all have a great evening. Good luck, y'all.
Case number 12745, Michael and Diane Chiappa seek variances from the separation distance requirements and the maximum lot coverage requirement within a manufactured home park. Sections 11542 and 115172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at 38144 Brant Road in Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 94.01. The applicant is seeking a 1.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between a proposed deck and existing mobile home on Lot 256, a 1.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between a proposed deck and an existing mobile home on Lot 256. They're also seeking 165-square-foot variance over the maximum allowable lot coverage. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. My name is Michael Chiappa. We live at 38144 Brant Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Diane Chiappa. We live at 38144 Brant Road in Ocean View, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Evening.
Go ahead and present your case.
Okay. We're seeking a 2-foot variance to a 20-foot separation rule and a 5% variance to the 35% maximum coverage rule for manufacturers' homes to have an 8-foot by 38-foot deck constructed. The lots in Brant Road, they have very narrow configuration. The trail park was built in the 60s, and the homes weren't as large as they are today. We're looking to have an 8 by 38 foot deck built to provide more space for use and enjoyment of the property. We cannot have an 8-foot wide deck built without 2-foot variance. The placement of the mobile home on the lot existed when purchased. 8-foot wide decks are typical to Bayshore. We've included photos of two mobile homes with on our street with 8-foot wide decks. We're asking for a 2-foot variance to 20-foot separation, a 5% variance, 35 maximum coverage rule, and that's about it.
Thank you, sir. Questions?
So if your variance is approved, you'll be able to build an 8-foot deck?
Yes.
Not approved, you're at 6.
If we're at 6, we're not going to build a deck, sure, because it isn't practical.
Understood. Thank you.
So Mr. Cox approved this?
Yes.
So you have approval of Bayshore?
Yes. We have a letter here from Mr. Cox.
Okay. The steps won't protrude any further? I'm trying to get an idea of the design.
What our plan was to use their prefab steps, and we were, as you can see, our walkway going up.
That's
we were just going to turn them and continue, then you walk up steps.
When did you purchase the home?
2015.
And you have the same home there that was there. You purchased that home. You didn't put another home on there.
No, that's the original, yeah. Yeah, they already had it all set up.
Your neighbors that would be directly affected here to your lot 256, they're
looking at it, yeah.
They're good with this?
Oh, sure, yes.
How about, have you spoken to any of the other neighbors? Behind you?
The other neighbor on the other side is fine. No, we haven't spoken to the neighbor behind us. She's pretty far away.
Okay. That won't be covered, right? Because some of those decks are covered that you speak of.
The deck?
The deck, yes.
It's not
going to be a covered deck?
No.
No kind of awning, nothing like that?
No.
Okay. Because I believe I want to go back. I think some of these decks that you took pictures of were covered.
So the pictures are 38156 and 38160, they're both 8-foot decks?
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes.
They're both covered.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, no, we have future plans of putting up a room like you see in the pictures.
Sir, when you say a room like you see in the pictures, what I'm looking at looks like what I would call, a three seasons room.
Yeah.
It's got windows that you can open up during the summertime, so it's all open like a porch.
Yeah, prefab.
It's sort of a hybrid between a room and a porch.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's what you have in mind?
That's what we have in mind.
Yes, okay. But for now, you just want it to be a deck.
Yeah.
The variance of taking it from 35% to 40%. Who did the math on that? Did planning and zoning or you or?
I did.
You did do the math.
This is all new to me. Yes.
Okay, well, no, that's great then. So you can tell me about it.
Oh, no.
How did you come up with that number?
Well, I added all the structures that are shown here, the shed, the house, and I forget, to tell you the truth. I got the square foot of the whole lot, and I subtracted one from the other.
Okay. I'm curious because I tried to do the same thing myself, and
oh, it took me a while.
I looked at it a little bit, and I'm good with numbers, and I looked at, you know, because your lot's not exactly rectangular.
Right.
It's like a little, it varies a little bit.
Right, right.
So I was looking at that going, not sure how to calculate that.
Brett told me, the owner, he usually seeks a 7% variance when he puts these things in.
But you're confident that the 5% will be enough?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you like give yourself a few feet wiggle room or something here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. If you could, I could take the 7%.
Well, I was just curious. I just wanted to see how that worked. So.
Yes. I don't blame you there.
Just move the difference.
Mr. Sharp, this deck that you're proposing.
Yes.
Open is what you testified to, correct?
Yes.
And I presume it will be elevated?
Yes.
And I know you had mentioned in your testimony earlier about where the steps would be.
Yes.
We show there's like a shaded area and there's some existing steps and it looks like a landing to the mobile, to the manufactured home.
Yes.
Is that going to remain in that same location?
No. The steps, the landing and the steps you see are all one piece. It's one of the prefab steps.
Okay.
They're poured concrete and they just move them around.
All right. But is it going to stay? I guess my question is, If I'm coming from the outside and I want to come onto your deck.
Can I approach it?
Yep. We're just trying to figure out where it goes.
Yep,
where the steps are.
This is my steps now. This is from the side view and that's my sidewalk. And I got clever and tried to put you. So you're going to go up the steps and turn to go onto the.
Okay, so it's not going to be any wider than the existing. Where the deck's going to be, is that right?
Yes.
So, and we'll have to, I don't know if those are in the record or not, but it looks like at the terminus of the deck on the street side, you're going to have those steps come there now.
No, we were going to put them right on the sidewalk here facing the street.
Okay. So then we're going to have a bit of an issue.
Okay.
Because that's going to change some numbers. One, it's going to change the numbers from your separation distance from there to your steps.
Okay.
And it's also going to create a lot more amount that's going to be on the lot coverage.
Okay.
Because those steps will now be outside of that box, that shaded box.
Okay.
So if you're going to have them, and perhaps what I could explain to the board, if you're looking on the corner of the proposed deck as you're off of Brant Road, and if you're looking from Brant Road and you're looking towards the deck, where he's projecting is those steps will be to the left of that.
Yes.
On the walkway there.
Facing the street.
Facing the street. So they're not going to project as they currently do,
no.
Which is parallel to the road. They will come perpendicular to the road. However, that landing will come out and then you will then project onto the deck, right? You're going to kind of go up the steps and then turn left onto the deck, turn right onto the deck.
Right.
So with that, whatever the width is of that existing steps is going to project further into the middle of the lot and will take up more space.
About 4 foot. The steps are wide.
So we're gonna have to calculate that, because that's going to affect your lot coverage requirement as well as your separation distance requirement.
Okay, now see the shaded area where the deck is now?
Yes.
If I put the steps there, I can move the whole deck back towards my shed. If I put the steps there, that'll be good.
I'm just telling you what you proposed.
So okay, I proposed.
What your proposal is what your proposal the board's going to consider.
I got
so I just want to make sure we understand what that proposal is.
Yeah, I'll put the steps in the up in the front there.
Okay, so the steps will kind of remain where they currently are? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. The steps can't remain where they are because the decks will be there. You'll be coming out of the door and onto the deck.
Okay. Well, we probably need to have something showing exactly where those things are going to be in a drawing format. I would think that would probably help the board, if the board can disagree if it wishes. But
sir, are you suggesting that you on the front of the deck facing Brant Road?
Yes.
That you just put a couple of steps there and not to the platform? Is that what you're suggesting?
There'll be no platform. The steps are all concrete.
Precast.
They're hollow. Side.
Yeah.
And the landing is already there. I mean, it's about, 3 feet maybe. So I was just going to have them turn the steps and put them on the sidewalk. Now, I understand what you're saying. I can do like the other places you have on your sheet and just put them out in the front and keep my setback from the road.
Similar to the 38156 and the 38160 pictures, how their steps are, you're saying?
Put in the front, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you use
Mr. Sharp?
Yes.
The open unenclosed landings and steps are not calculated as part of the lot coverage.
Okay, but we still would need them from the separation distance, would we not?
Potentially, unless he's moving them to the front, then.
Yeah.
Then I think he'd be okay, because he can be 16 feet from the neighboring.
Yeah, I think it depends on where they are. We just kind of need to know where they are.
They will be in the front.
So your steps are moving to the front along Brant Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Come right down onto Brant Road.
Just to be clear, it's going to be like the picture that's 38160 Brant Road?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which would keep in character with the neighborhood.
Yes.
And comply.
If I may, one of the questions I also had was, this is a pretty large deck, 8x38, and part of what you're looking for is a lot coverage requirement. You're on a property that's near water here. Have you looked at is there a reason why you couldn't have a smaller deck? I know you testified why it couldn't be narrower, but is there a reason why it couldn't be a 8x20 versus an 8x38?
Yeah, we were looking in the future to have a 25x8 three season room put on, and that would leave us a 13 foot deck outside.
We look at 6 foot wide.
No,
it's not a lot of room for.
No, he's not talking about 6 foot.
He's
talking about shrinking to 38 foot.
Yeah, we do have something here, though. There is a bit, and the code does treat kind of open structures differently from ones that are enclosed, like a three-season room.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's kind of it is a different kind of proposal, even though that's not necessarily what you're looking to do now.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason you want that is because you're planning to build something larger or more enclosed structure later.
Yes,
okay.
You're looking at the front part of it as a deck.
As a deck.
And then where the steps currently are, we want to have our room someday.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12745 for Michael and Diane
Schiappa?
Schiappa.
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Further questions? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case 12745 for Michael and Diane Schiappa, and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12745 for Mr. and Mrs. Schiappa for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to its size and the existing structures, and the exceptional practical difficulties due to such conditions. Due to the physical circumstances, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the variances necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, case 12745 is approved.
Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.